This is Adavin Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Fall is right around the corner and hunting season is quickly approaching as well. If you are an avid hunter and or manage land for deer, you may be considering planting a winter food plot. Before you plant a food plot, there are a few things to consider first. When determining what the best option for your property is, ask the following questions. What management objectives will a food plot accomplish? Will the forage be available during the stress periods for deer and provide nutritional benefits? Will the forage benefits justify the required costs and effort? What areas on the property are good locations for food plots? Do you have the necessary equipment to establish and manage food plots? After you have answered these questions and determined what your goals for the food plot are, the next step is to decide the location of the food plot as well as its shape and size. The topography and habitat of the land will help in determining the type and amount of acreage that should be planted. Recommended sizes for food plots vary from half an acre to 5 acres depending on the forages being used and the shape of the property. Usually larger 3 to 5 acre food plots are the most beneficial for deer. Once you have determined the size of the plot, you can decide what type of forages to plant. Choose forages that are palatable to deer, will provide nutrition during stress periods, and are suited to the location of the food plot. The type of forage that will be best for the food plot will depend on soil fertility, sunlight availability, soil drainage, equipment availability, density of the deer herd, and surrounding land use practices. It is also important to have the soil tested to determine if any fertilizer or liming is required for the forages you plan on growing. To collect a soil sample, gather soil from 4 to 6 random locations in the food plot, roughly 4 inches deep, using a soil probe, and then mix the samples together and allow the soil to dry. The soil sample can then be taken to your local extension office in Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, or Wilson counties to be sent off to the lab to be tested. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.